Esther 7, When Hidden Providence Becomes Open Justice. The scene. At the second wine feast, Esther finally speaks. She asks for her life and her people's. The king, stung awake, demands, "Who is he?" Haman, the architect of death, is unmasked at the queen's own table. The eunuch Harbona names the 50-cubit stake, Haman's instrument for Mordecai, and it becomes Haman's end. Yesterday, we noted how two banquets made room for providence. Today, that quiet patience blooms into public justice. Hidden providence, open justice. This chapter is the pivot of reversal. The trapper is trapped. See Psalm 7:15-16, Proverbs 26:27. Persian courts reclined on couches. Haman's desperate collapse onto Esther's couch violates royal decorum and seals his fate. Archaeology and classical sources confirm impalement was a Persian punishment. The gallows is likely a tall stake, Hebrew etz, a grim echo of Deuteronomy 21, 22-23 that the early church saw fulfilled in Christ's bearing our curse, Galatians 3:13. Word notes and literary insight. In 7:8, the Hebrew depicts Haman falling, a participle, heightening immediacy. His downfall is literally in motion. Jewish tradition delights in the hidden. Scribes pointed to acrostics of the divine name scattered through Esther. Some place one in this very scene, a whisper of God's rule in a book without God's explicit name. Purim liturgy even remembers also Harbona of blessed memory, because a small timely word can turn an empire. For today, God can turn feasts planned for flattery into forums for truth. Patient courage, fasting, waiting, then speaking, aligns us with providence. Justice often arrives through ordinary agents, eunuchs, records, reminders. Cross-references, Genesis 50:20, Psalm 7:15-16, Proverbs 26:27, Luke 1:52, Galatians 6:7, Galatians 3:13. Hymn, Be Still My Soul. Prayer, hidden God, who brings down the proud and lifts the lowly, give us Esther's courage, Mordecai's steadiness, and Harbona's timely word. Turn our waiting into wisdom, our speaking into truth, and our tables into places where your justice appears. Through Jesus Christ, amen.